Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
As usual, and we are now joined by our first guest of the day. He is Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Good morning, Jonas.
Morning, guys. I got to start with confession that I, too, was listening to either NSYNC or Backstreet Boys last night. I forget which one.
But wow, there you go.
90s pop is back.
Appropriate song choice coming out. Good call there. So, look, we'll start with the Lamar factor because it's been the talking point all week long. Practice limited on Wednesday. Yesterday, not out there at all. Now, everyone's instantly red flags raised. What's going on? Is he suffer an injury on Wednesday that led him to miss Thursday? What's the deal here? Is it just a normal rest day, but they moved it back? I don't know. But we've been debating if he should run more. The injury obviously complicates that. Vinny says, yes, run more. I say play it a little more cautious. But what do you think? More, less design runs for Lamar this Sunday?
I mean, if you're going based off of what we saw last Thursday against Cincinnati, I would say, like, absolutely lean into that. Like, you know, obviously Lamar was not accurate in the least bit against the Bengals, but he was creating stuff out of structure. He was, you know, getting to the corner a couple of times with some of those, you know, read option keepers. I think he's always been good about, you know, knowing where to avoid injury and knowing how to minimize some of the big hits that other quarterbacks, like Jackson Dart, for instance, make themselves vulnerable to. But, you know, just seeing ankle show up on that injury report again just kind of makes me wary that he's going to try anything beyond trying to be a pocket passer on Sunday. So hopefully we'll get more clarity if and when we talk to him today. It just, you know, this whole thing is just like it was in, what, 2021, 2022, which is a black box. You don't really know what the heck is going on, and you don't know what Lamar will look like if and when he gets down on the field, and that makes talking about these games very difficult.
Hey, Jonas, I went back and watched last year's playoff game. Did you do – I'm sure you did too, right?
I went back and looked at some of the underlying metrics for that game.
Oh, so – but the film, because, like, watching the film, when you turn it on, it's like the offensive line was so good, and they were getting body on body. They weren't on the ground, you know. And then the other thing in that game – two, Jonas, was Lamar had 15 carries for 81 yards, and they started that game with a lot of the run options, you know, and he was making yards there. So that's why I thought that he would, you know, having him run the ball stretches it out, so they have to account for him, which maybe that's why, you know, Henry was able to rush for 186 and 162 the two times against him.
That Vinny, remind me, was that second game a case where the Steelers were so wary of Derrick Henry beating them that they just keyed in on him on those?
Well, they had Watt coming down hard all the time, you know, and then Lamar would just, you know, it was an easy read for him to carry the ball, you know, but he scrambled a lot in that game too. But Henry had a lot of, you know, kind of like Cook had up inside. You know, I don't know that the Ravens are going to run the same play 25 times in a row like Buffalo did.
Right, yeah. I mean, just looking back at those two games, I think, you know, like the Bills had a 65-ish early down run rate on Sunday, and obviously they didn't have to give up that level of commitment. And the Ravens in that playoff win, I think, were 72%, which is just unbelievable in the modern NFL. And of course, anytime you're rushing for 300 yards, why do anything else but hand the ball off? And you know, it's tough to. It feels so far removed at this point because the Ravens, I think the last time they went for 200 plus yards was that Week 1 game against Buffalo. But you know, like this is still a vulnerable defensive front for Pittsburgh. Like Derek Harmon is not going to be in there. He's the guy who they drafted to help shore up that interior. Yeah. You know, Jackson Hawes was having his way with T.J. Watt. I don't think the Ravens have a Jackson Hawes-type blocker, you know, although Pat Ricard does a pretty good job when he is kind of the end man on the line of scrimmage there. And then we don't know what Patrick Queen's going to look like out there with that glute injury, you know, bothering him in practice this week. So I think the Ravens, the goal for this game should be getting back to that 200-yard rushing mark, because it seems attainable. Like Buffalo made it seem awfully attainable. And, you know, if we are at that point in the season where Derrick Henry does indeed start to wear on defenses, then give him the ball and make him make defenses feel the discomfort of having to tackle someone that big, that strong, that fast. And hopefully you get enough, you know, gaps blasted open by your offensive lineman that he actually for once gets a bit of a runway to get going.
Talking to Jonas Schaefer on the Fan or the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline here. Let's go back to that O-line. I mean, it all starts there. Everyone's had gripes about the O-line this year, but it finally showed a willingness to make a few changes or at least get Emory Jones Jr. in there on a rotation basis at left guard. He played, what, roughly 15, 16 snaps in that game last week. Do you think we could be looking at more of a 50-50 split with him and Voorhees this Sunday, or is he even ready to maybe take more of the bulk of the reps here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think when you look back at other timeshares, other partnerships, it has been pretty close to 50-50, 60-40. So I do think that there is some ramp up involved, and obviously we don't know how his shoulders responded to all this. That's got to be a consideration, just his long-term health. But I think he gives you something different than Voorhees, and I think it was notable that Todd Monken was at least outwardly a little bit more positive about what he showed us than John Harbaugh, whose evaluation was basically summed up by he looked like a rookie out there. So we'll see. You know, obviously it's kind of a new position for him, a new side of the offensive line for him. But I do think that, you know, the interior for Pittsburgh is gettable. Like, you know, Cam Hayward still is grading out extremely well on PFF, but I think he only has the 1.5 sacks. Like, Keanu Benton, I think, can be moved in the run game. You know, they're going to be missing Derek Harmon, and those linebackers are not all that great against the run, as we've seen time and time again this year. So maybe this is a bit of a breakout game for him, even if he might only be playing 30 to 40% of the snaps. But, I mean, I'm definitely in that group of guys who just want to see more from him and see what he can do against some of the big boys in the AFC North.
Jonas, what I saw from Emory Jones Jr., I saw better base and balance than Voorhees. You know, because to me, Voorhees is always on the ground. And the biggest problem in my mind with the offensive line this year compared to what they've done in the past is they don't sustain anything. They get on their guy and let him go. They don't get up to the linebackers. And that's why it's always 2nd and 10 or 2nd and 9.
Yeah, I mean, if Derrick Henry's not getting hit at the line of scrimmage, then, you know, it's just, yeah, there's not that kind of physicality that you know, you want. And I think this is even a critique of the Ravens late last year, like when they were having a successful ground game. It was like, all right, you have Lamar being this incredible gravitational force, and you have Derrick Henry being, you know, one of one running back, and you have enough holes, but you compare what they were doing on the offensive line to what Buffalo was doing on the offensive line in that playoff game last year. It's like, where are the dicks on this team? Like, who's gonna mow someone over? Who's gonna, you know, bring this jagged edge to this offensive line that it needs? And you know, a lot of hardworking guys on that starting five, but no one who's really going to bring that Ryan Jensen level of physicality or nastiness. And you know, we've seen the Ravens get on by just fine last year. It was an incredible record-breaking offense last year. But I do think you need a little bit more of a tone setter, someone who's going to play through the whistle, someone who's going to be willing to maybe risk that 15-yard penalty to put someone on their butt.
He's Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, before we let you go here, what's the prediction, the official prediction for Sunday?
Obviously, this is contingent on Lamar being okay. I got the Ravens winning, I think, 21-13, something like that. I just think that this Steelers offense is so limited. Aaron Rodgers is folding at the first sight of conflict, first sight of pressure. He doesn't have a completion beyond 20 air yards, I think, week 8. You know, the Ravens tackle well in space. You know, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey should be doing a pretty good job if they have to tackle Kenneth Gainwell and Darnell Washington for the challenges that those guys present. And I just think that, you know, the Ravens should have enough of an advantage on offense in key spots where they can move the ball, and playing at home, playing, you know, for a Super Bowl winning, you know, crew of former Ravens players. Hopefully that's a bit of a lift. You know, package all that together with the fact that they've got a mini bye. I feel okay about where they are, but obviously I felt a lot better about them going into that Cincinnati game than I do against this one, and they just dropped a turd in the punch bowl. So I just think, you know, Lamar's better than A-Rod at this point, and I think I trust this Ravens defense more than the Steelers defense as well.
Quote of the day right there. Turd in the punch bowl.
Yeah.
I like that. That sounds like a Ravens-Steelers score, too, by the way. 21-13. You just mark that down. Every Ravens-Steelers game. All right. He's Jonas,
I'd love to see you take on Washington, you know, but go low if you would have had the opportunity, you know.
If I go, well, I mean, like, you saw that highlight of him in Oregon. He's not afraid to jump over people either.
Yeah.
All right. He's Jonas Schaefer. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
There he goes. All right. Coming up next, I promised it, we're going to get more of your calls. Chris, Joe, Kevin are on hold. We will get you coming back. Keith Kavanaugh at 11:30, and then we'll do the whip around at 11:45. But stay tuned here, 410-583-1057, if you want to get in. It's Vinny and Haney on The Fan.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading, and and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking more of your calls. You got a prediction for this Sunday. 2-6-6 teams. No juice in the rivalry. Doesn't matter. This game still means everything in terms of playoff implications. We'll get things rolling here with Joe in Woodbury. What's going on, Joe?
Your name is Quick Draw McGraw, and don't nobody ever forget it.
Thank you.
How you doing, man?
Great.
How All right, you? Joe.
Hey, look, I didn't know what I want to say, but all I'm going to say is this. I'm just thinking, we all talk about the offensive line. Vinny, how you say, how the dramatic change from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't blame it. I can't even blame it on the offensive line coach. I mean, I know when guys in training camp, when the five, when they get down in their stance, they all come up and they hit the sled, right? And I was like, do those sleds have like a gadget on it to see who hit it first and who hit it last? Because
no.
They all have to come off the right, but
no.
they all have to come off the line in unison and hit exactly their man, but. Then I'm thinking about, well, who's double teaming, and who, when the ball's high, the man who's double teaming, then he has to come off the double team and move up to the linebacker.
Right.
Then you got some guys when they come up off the line, they whiff.
Yep.
So it's an individual thing. It's a mindset. It's all on the players, man. All the coaching and everything in the world can't. It's each player trying to hold themselves accountable. And I just wanted to say this, man. This game this weekend, if they lose to me, is the worst loss of the year. And, I mean, we got blowed out by the Lions. We got blowed out by Houston. But this game, and it's so meaningful, like you say, all we got to do is beat them twice and win 3 out of 2, and we got the conference, man. So it's just basically The coaches just got to tell the players, hey, look, individually, it's all of us in unison. We all have to come together as one collective, and the offensive line has to come off the ball. And maybe they just – I don't know if they need to practice it more or what, because we're not there, Vinny.
No.
But it's a mystery.
Hey, Joe, you know what's a mystery to me? How do you win 3 out of 2?
Oh, see what I'm saying? See, I'm just be paying stay off. I meant 3 out of 5, Vinny. Hey, thank you, Vinny. Hey, I'm glad I gave you a good laugh for the day, Vinny. But, right. But the thing is, they said, we could beat the Steelers twice and the Bengals once. We can lose the last 2 games and still win the division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's probably possible. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe.
You know what? I would say, I mean, wouldn't you, Nolan? I mean, if it's the same coach as last year, I mean, because if I'm the head coach, you know, I'm wondering, why are all 5 guys playing worse? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on? And I'm Harbs has probably had a million meetings with George Warhop, you know, on that. Because, like, what Lou Holtz would do is, he was a great delegator. And if you're the O-line coach and your O-line is doing well and everything, he doesn't ever bother you. But if your position group is struggling, he's going to be down in your drills and all those kind of things. Are you, you know, is it the drills you're doing? You know, why is it that we can't combo? Why are guys falling on the ground so much, you know, mm-hmm. where they weren't last, you know, what is going on? That's what I would want to know. And, you know, if it's one guy, you replace the one guy. And they're kind of doing that with Voorhees a little bit. But there's nobody to replace Rosengarten with. You're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man. So that's
it. Just it.
That's my 2 cents.
Add that to the list of things that don't quite make sense, because you had to give George Warhop credit for last year coming in on just a terrible situation.
Yeah, after Joe D's
passing right before the season. And you're thinking that was already an O-line that had question marks at the time, and they were great by all indications.
No doubt.
So I don't know. Harbaugh, isn't he what draft time O-line? Isn't that kind of where he's scouting or when he's doing,
no, he watches everybody. Like,
right, but I feel like every year he's always like, oh, big on the O-lineman, or he's got a lot of thoughts there. So that's just you mentioning that made me think that, all right, that he's not afraid to get involved in that room.
Well, he likes to watch film, and he's going to give his opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he liked Buchanan a lot. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know. So, I mean, Harbs looks at them all. You know, I mean, and Eric gives him, you know, like
right.
group of guys to look at.
Let's do one more call here. Chris in New Jersey. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, Vinny? Nolan, how you guys doing?
We're doing good,
man. Good, man. I'm just still frustrated. You know, I've been frustrated for about 15 weeks with the O-line.
Vinny, I kind of want to take a little macro look real quick, and I'd like to get your guys' feedback. I know that the Lamar's hurt as far as the knee, the ankle. I know he's dinged up.
Yeah. Remember that operation game, you know, when you were younger? Take the bone out, put it. Lamar would be buzzing everywhere.
Yeah. Guys, Lamar is what, year 7 or year 8 now?
Yeah.
8. And I think we would all agree that if I'm just kind of thinking about this strategically, that he doesn't have the burst speed or the athleticism he had in years 1 through 3. I mean, what got him those MVPs? And Vinny, I kind of want to get your take. And I know our offensive line is bad. I think it's like 22nd, 24th, something like that. So, I mean, it's definitely declined since last year. I know it's not quite rock bottom, but I mean, he definitely could have a better offensive line. Do you think the Ravens coaching staff is doing Lamar justice as far as his evolution from kind of transitioning away a little bit with the escapability and relying on his legs so much to helping him develop as a better pocket passer who has better offensive line protection over the years? Because I always feel like as we get closer to the playoffs, we get closer to January, defenses start getting a whole season of tape on Lamar, and they start to know his tendencies or whatever he wants to do to escape plays. I mean, that's why they call him the eraser, right? Yeah. What is he doing to better himself as he gets closer to the playoffs with pre-snap reads and judgments? I especially think that last game, why we lost so bad, I see him sometimes struggle making that second or third read, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, what's hard is, you know, with the offensive line is getting to your second and third read. That's the problem, is getting there, because what happens is you drop back. You as you're dropping back, you're looking at your first read. All right, then boom. You know, but if there's color, you know, another color jersey coming, you know, then he's got to start being Houdini again. So if you see him, and I thought last year he ran the heck out of the ball. You know, I just think that he's got all these nicks and everything. But if it ever gets to the point where he doesn't have that kind of escapability, you know, if he ends up being like he is now, but he's beat up right now. But if that's how he is, you got to get better offensive linemen. That's what you got to do. Because right now he protects the offensive. Last year he protected them. He made them who they are. You know. So, and if he can't do that, be Houdini, then you got to get better old linemen.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Keith Cavanaugh of TerrapinTimes.com, a full recap of a very busy week for Maryland. Football, obviously, with signing day. Zion Ealy became official. Basketball, they got a big game against Iowa tomorrow as the conference schedule gets rolling. We'll talk to Keith coming back. Whip around at 11:45. News from the Nest coming up at noon. Loaded show today. Join us. 410-583-1057. Stay tuned here.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked. Calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
On the Fan. Maryland basketball tomorrow, going to kick off their conference schedule. Got plenty to talk to here with our friend Keith Cavanaugh of TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, guys. And I know it's recruit extravaganza week, and I know we have much to talk about, football, basketball, and alike. But I have to say, in 40 years, since 1986, covering the Terps, and we have to give proper dues where it's due. We have to go back 2 weeks ago because we didn't have a segment last Thursday with the holiday. The most improbable commitment to Maryland ever. Vinny, are you holding your breath?
No. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Quincy Wilson.
Right.
Oh, the track. I watched him in the Olympics.
The future and the face of men's U.S. lacrosse. The youngest U.S. gold Olympic medalist in Paris. The holder of the 400 indoor and outdoor U.S. record. And probably one of the first amateur athletes 3 years ago to get an NIL deal in high school. When he committed to Maryland track, that was, you know, transformational. Because 80% of people don't even know Maryland has a track team. Not to mention, they don't even have an indoor track. So he's going to be focusing on outdoor. But that was just huge for Coach Andrew Valman. And I know we mostly talk football and basketball recruiting and such. But Quincy Wilson stays home here. He went to Bullis. But has to be the most improbable recruiting coup at Maryland, where track has, you know, just really not been a big sport. I mean, we have to go back to the days of Skeets Nehemiah and then Ziz later on. But he's a future and face of U.S. men's track, and he'll be tearing it up in L.A. in a couple of years. So what a coup for the Terps.
Well, that's,
track program.
Yeah, that's more track and field than we'll talk all year.
I'm telling you.
So, I mean, look.
That's the most since 86 when I started.
Right. But not to throw cold water on it. I mean, congrats to the kid and respect to the kid. Glad he stayed home. But, I mean, we mentioned the football and the basketball and everything. Isn't this indicative of where Maryland is as an entire sports program right now, where
basketball,
we have to celebrate these small victories for the sports that aren't even moneymakers?
Particularly the backdrop on football season this year. Okay, so their class went from 81 to 41 in the last week. They finished strong, obviously. Zion Ali, the highest rated recruit ever in football, eclipses Stephon Diggs from St. Francis, the 6'4", 220 edge rusher in the 3-4. He's a monster. He's a prototypical edge, like built in a laboratory. That's huge. So they got 1 5-star and 17 signees. The rest are all 3-stars. So hopefully they can add some more. They're a little weak with the OLs in this class. Hopefully they can get some portal OLs. But they signed 3 of the top in-state kids, which is an upgrade from the last 2 years when they only signed 3 of the top 20 in-state, which is an upgrade from the last 2 years when they only signed 2 each. So it takes care of some needs. But Zion was huge politically, symbolically, save Loxley another year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see if they can add some more. They got to go portal heavy. I've only lost two reserves, Powell Watson and Sean McIntosh, to the portal so far. Hopefully they can hang on to the rest of the guys. But props for that staff for closing strong and really for keeping all those kids on board. Now, mind you, 98% of them are three stars and probably weren't going to get poached by many other folks. But yeah, Zion Lee, Quincy Wilson, and Baba in basketball, man, you know, Buzz off to a rough start, still trying to find their identity, but he's got the number two or three ranked class in the country. So yeah, it's gone well for recruiting.
Keith, the thing, and I asked Jim Smith yesterday or day before, you know, you've got all the, you're ranked 37th, I just saw on ESPN, you know, so you're, you know, right there, you know, next to Rutgers, and, you know, you're like 10th in the Big Ten. Yeah. And I asked Jim Smith, I said, that's cool and all, you know, you had nice, but how do you beat those teams in front of you when you can't recruit, you know, like them? Because you get, you know, the one five-star kid, otherwise you got all threes and you're competing against all the, you're trying to beat people that have all fours and fives.
Yeah, really, the composite is they're 42. No one really pays much mind to ESPN recruiting. Unfortunately, they've never been a great index or barometer. But, you know, it's the O-line again, both lines. And mind you, Maryland just had their easiest schedule ever, but lost eight in a row. So the fact they were able to keep kids, haven't had 40 guys leave in the portal. But it's got to start in the trenches, or they got to get better. The secondary really tailed off this year. They're two young elites, Stewart and Mathis. Once they started playing real teams and got worn down, their effectiveness waned. The good news is they don't have a lot of elite players that get poached by the Michigans and Alabamas or whatever, and the portal wars are coming up here soon. But no, obviously, this is the most lame duck situation and program in America. Loxley gets another year. I hate to be harsh, but it's really rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic at this state, because next year's schedule is going to be brutal.
Yep.
You got to be able to coach. You got to be able to develop talent. You got to be able to keep your talent, and you've got to have discipline in the program. All those things continue to lack year after year after year, where we see guys regress in season and not progress. We don't see adjustments in game, clock management, and finding new ways to beat yourself every week. I mean, if that Reddick personal foul, when he ripped the helmet off the guy after the whistle was blown, he was on the ground on what turned out to be the game-winning drive, was not indicative of this year and last year. Just egregious self-inflicted. So all that's got to get corrected. Lox has this one more year. Obviously, there's no money for a buyout this year. So, yes, and Maryland should not have had an 81st-ranked recruit class a week ago. Now, hopefully they can stay in the top 50 as others sign more this week. You know, 42 could become 48 or whatnot. All things considered, though, it's pretty good they held on to those, and particularly Zion. You know, the other good news is his two other favorites, where he visited officially in the last month or two, South Carolina and Auburn kind of cratered. South Carolina, what were they, 3-8 or 3-9 or 4-8? And then Auburn had the coaching change. Too bad DJ Durkin didn't get elevated from interim to head, but at least he'll be DC. And Lane Kiffin's the biggest scoundrel in the world ever, college football. But that's another story. So anyhow, basketball, going out to Iowa tomorrow. The Ben McCollum era has started there. They got beat by Mitt Sparty by, 15 this week, so they'll be smarting. More discipline, walk it up, slow ball, defensive-minded under McCollum. There's no more fighting Fran McCaffrey out there. And he basically brought most of the Drake and University team with him. So Terps, got to defend the three, got to shoot the three. Can anybody shoot a three? Can anyone be a steady contributor every night out beyond pain? Can they cut down the turnovers? Great Solomon Washington's back. Energy, length, athleticism, attitude. So the good news is they have all their projected starter people finally back now with Washington back. So we'll see how he adapts. But Buzz has always started with defense and rebounding, and both of them have been kind of lacking so far among other areas.
He's Keith Kavanaugh on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Ate up most of our time there, but real quick.
On track?
We didn't even have to ask a question.
Right. I know. I'm sitting here. I'm like, he went right into basketball.
Benny went out for lunch and dinner. Right.
Yes.
Break there.
But real quick with basketball, you know, I mentioned Iowa tomorrow, but one guy on the team here as of late that's caught my eye in a not-so-good way is freshman Darius Adams. Now, highly regarded coming out. And he's scoring, but my gripe is that it's extremely inefficient. I mean, is this just growing pains for a freshman, or are you a little underwhelmed based on the hype here?
Well, two things. He never should have been rated 5-star. Okay. Secondly, he's got to get in the weight room. He cannot take the bump and finish. He's proven a very, very mercurial 3-point shooter beyond the corner ball shot. He cannot finish the bunnies because he's just, I mean, I don't know if he's 160 pounds soaking wet. He's got to play more under control. I'd like to see Diggy Coit running more point and jacking up 3 balls. But Darius is still finding his way. But he's just not physically ready to go 40 minutes. And he's got to get more under control. He's not a point guard. You know, he's more of a combo. But if you can't hit that 3 with more consistency, you're going to be in trouble. So still finding things. Again, a lot of new faces, a lot of freshmen. I'd like to see Watts more involved with the 3-ball quite as well. So, you know, it's a growing season, transitional year or so. Get this top 3 class in next year. They'll have some impact. And guys, before we finish, don't forget, number 4 Terps men's soccer in the NCAA quarterfinals tomorrow here at 1 o'clock versus Washington with the chance to go on to Elite 8 and so forth. So they've had a great bounce back season. So props to Sasha as well. So we've covered the whole spectrum of sports, non-revenue and the like.
We are out of time here. Yeah. Keith Kavanaugh. Always a treat on Friday. Keith, we'll catch up with you next week, man. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Yep.
There he goes. All right, coming up next, we'll reset things before we start our third hour of the show. We'll hear from you. I see a couple people on hold. We will definitely get you coming back. Stay tuned. Vinny and Haney continues, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Gibbs the back. Give it to him to the outside, blocking, and into the end zone he goes. Tristan Colon led the way. 3 touchdowns tonight for Gibbs.
All right, we're going to do an abbreviated whip around here. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. You heard the call there from Al Michaels on Prime last night. Jahmyr Gibbs, 1 of 3 touchdowns on the night. That one sealed the deal as the Lions take down the Cowboys 44-30. A lot was riding on this game. It delivered on the excitement factor, but in the end, Detroit keeps their hopes alive. Dallas, I mean, they're not officially eliminated, but they might as well be.
Yeah, they got to win 4 in a row and help. Hope that they get some help.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, not a good situation there. And anytime we talk about the Cowboys here, you know we got to hear from...
Rashawn.
Yeah, so let's do it begrudgingly. But maybe he's fully ready to convert to the Ravens today. Rashawn, how we feeling, man?
Hey, man. I'm feeling a little down, man. You know, once again, the Cowboys just got my hopes up high. You know, thought they was going to make a run at it this year. You know, that's what teasing me with these past 2 wins. I'm beating the Chiefs on Thanksgiving and beating the Eagles. Well, when they was down, 21 points a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, man, but it was an exciting game, though, man. But the Lions, man, you got to give them props, though. Man, like, for that team to be out of the playoff hunt, like in the eighth seed or eighth right now, man, that's crazy, man. I don't know what weapons they have, man. You know, just... You know, I was at the game last night, man. You know, just seeing them guys up in person like that, man. Gibbs and what's the receiver name? Number 1, Jameis Williamson, mm-hmm. I think that's his name, man. Yeah, they got some studs on that team, though.
And but after all that hubbub about St. Brown, he ended up playing, having a good game.
Yeah, how was that, man? He went from not playing to questionable, then all of a sudden he's 100% now.
Yeah, like, what about your boy Pickens, man?
I don't know what got into him last night, man. Like, he gave up on a couple plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if I'm Jerry, man, I don't know if I'm committing that much money to that guy. You know, $40 million a year, and then you get the pickings from Pittsburgh. You know, that attitude kind of came out yesterday, we kind of seen. So I think they should use that money and invest that on the defense, because you see how that defense was getting shredded last night. You know, we couldn't really get no type of pressure on Goff. Secondary was terrible. So, man, but, you know, it is what it is, man. But on to the Ravens, though, right?
Yes.
Real quick. So let me ask you this. Like, so Lamar is really, you know, is hurt. Obviously, something's up with him. And he says he's at 60%. In practice, and I know Huntley is taking a lot of reps with the first team, right?
Mm-hmm. All, like, of them.
Yeah, like, but I just don't understand. Like, even have some packages, like, for Huntley in the game. Like, they don't have nothing. Like, because if you see, look at the stats, that Bears game, he was kind of mobile, man. He had, what, eight rushes for 53 yards? He was pretty decent. Like, why not, like, bring him in for some packages? You know, I know they don't want to sit Lamar.
I know, but let me ask you this. What package would you rather have Huntley run than Lamar run?
I mean, it's something. Listen, Monken, that's why he's a offensive guru, right? You know, I know he has something just like that.
Well, that's kind of like when I mean, just because that's what Todd would say to you. Because, like, when I say to Todd, you know, like when Wester came in, I said, oh, Todd, you're going to be able to use him on some jet sweeps and some stuff. He said, okay, let me ask you this then. Would you rather have Zay Flowers carrying that or Wester carrying it? I mean, same type thing. Yeah, you're right. I'd
Fair
rather
point.
Have Zay carrying it, just like with Lamar. I'd rather have Lamar doing any of those things that Huntley you would ask to do.
Thanks for the call, Rashawn. Let's go to Kevin in Seattle. He's been waiting very patiently here. Kevin, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Good.
Thanks for rescuing me from Seattle Sports Radio once again.
Oh, no good over
there?
They
got to be happy up there.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely happy. Can I give my Ravens prediction before I ask an Oaks
Absolutely.
Question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it.
So Loop there it is going to hit a 48-yard game-winning field goal to win the game 19-16.
That'd be exciting.
Very specific, 48 yards. I'm writing that down.
Left hash or right hash?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Orioles question. It seems like every fan base has this inflated sense or inflated opinion on how much a free agent wants to come play for their team. And all I ever hear about with the Orioles in free agency is, will we be willing to write the check? And I never hear anybody mention the obstacle or the hurdle of folks actually wanting to come play here. What do you guys think about that?
It's a fair point. It's a fair question. And I think maybe, I mean, you don't know what goes through players' minds around the league, but I do know they talk. I do know that. Guys are buddy-buddy, and they know guys on other teams. They played together before, and, you know, they're always talking about what the environment like is for every team. And the teams that have a bad reputation, it's pretty obvious. And they're a no-go zone. And, I mean, even some on the surface are just obvious. This team's actively tanking. One, they're not even going to pursue me in free agency. And even if they did, why would I want to go there? They'd have to grossly overpay me. I think in the Orioles case, look, as bad as last year was, you can still look at the roster and say, all right, my addition here, what's on paper? We should be competing for a playoff spot, and this should be a fairly competitive team. But beyond that, I mean, it does just come down to money. Like, I don't think the Orioles have, like, this terrible reputation where nobody wants to come here and play here. I think guys would sign here, but you got to shell out the money. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the most important factor. Yeah. Like Ryan Helsley, their recent closer addition here, he had his kind of informal introductory press conference earlier this week. It was being asked, like, hey, you know, you've had some former teammates of yours from the Cardinals that have come here, Tyler O'Neill being one of them, Kyle Gibson, a former pitcher. And he said that everyone spoke glowingly about the Orioles. Now, that could be just, you know, press conference talk, saying the right things. But I think if he was getting tipped off that, hey, don't go to the Orioles, man, you know, they'll ruin you. You know, they'll make you change everything about your arsenal. They won't let you be you. They're going to bog you down with analytics, that he would have said, well, hold on, let me test the market a little bit more, because he signed early. You know, he didn't waste any time.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is like, Dan Snyder, I mean, people hated Dan, but you know what? He got whoever he wanted because he paid a lot, you know? So free agency, you go to free agency because you want the money.
Right.
That's what it's all about. You'll learn to like the place.
Coming back here, we got news from the Nest. We'll hear a couple comments from some of the Ravens players that talked yesterday, Todd Monk and Zach Orr, and we'll take your calls as well. Kai's on hold. We'll get him. If you want to join us, 410-583-1057.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bidding on a lighting project? Graybar makes it easy from design to delivery to job site logistics. Smart, scalable, and job site ready. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.